Bereavement Specialist Says to Help Grieving People by Listening by Marianne Wyand, taken from the February 17, 2006 issue of the Criterion. How do you cope with the traumatic loss of a loved one? What do you say to people who have lost loved ones through a variety of sudden death experiences? Stephen Tibbetts, a nationally known psychotherapist, educator, and funeral director from Minneapolis, discussed understanding and responding to traumatic loss, understanding the assumptive world, and interventions for traumatic loss, how to be supportive, do's and don'ts, during the Archdiocesan Catholic Cemeteries Association's 4th Annual Mission Day on February 1st at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House in Indianapolis. Traumatic loss differs from other types of grief experiences, Tibbetts said, because bereaved people initially respond in different ways to the shocking news that their loved one has died unexpectedly as a result of violent or dangerous circumstances such as accidents, suicide, or murder. It's better to listen first, then offer condolences later, he said, because traumatic loss numbs the grieving person's senses. Psychological trauma is produced by overwhelming the person's coping mechanisms, Tibbetts said. The person's denial system acts like a filtering mechanism. It helps the person let go of reality slowly. Denial is used for letting go, not holding on. Tibbetts explained that when people are told bad news, they often say, "I can't believe it." This verbalization of denial doesn't mean that they don't believe the bad news, he said. It simply means that they haven't had enough time to process a loss and respond to it because of psychological numbing. In grief, it's the event, the death, that people struggle with. But with trauma, it's the emotions, Tibbetts said. People remain numb after a traumatic event anywhere from 72 hours to a week, depending on what they witnessed or experienced. To help people cope with traumatic loss, he said, ask them, "Tell me what that's like for you." Then be prepared to listen for as long as necessary. National statistics indicate that grief can cause physical and mental illnesses, Tibbetts said. 50% of all the people who have major medical procedures will have experienced the death of a loved one within the last 5 years. 20% of all the people in doctor's offices every day have had a major loss within a year. It's staggering. Denial is a very important piece of grieving, he said. Oftentimes, clinicians or helpers become concerned when people have a strong denial system. But they need to leave it alone. Let them have their reality as they see their reality, unless it is extremely distorted. People have built-in anesthesia that helps them cope with traumatic loss, Tibbetts said. People will say, "I don't feel anything." In crisis situations, people don't panic for the most part. Only about 10% of the people panic. Some of the rest are numb. Some are in denial. But others rise to the occasion of dealing with whatever has happened. That's pretty phenomenal. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a phenomenon that occurs as a normal response to an abnormal situation, he said, and people experience flashbacks, nightmares, hyperstartle responses, and anxiety. But what's traumatic for you may not be traumatic for me, Tibbetts said. We know that from studying the survivors of the New York disaster on 9/11. In the general population, about 7 or 8% of the people will have post-traumatic stress disorder at some time in their life. People process grief and trauma by searching for meaning in life, he said, but there is no closure in bereavement because survivors miss their deceased loved ones every day for the rest of their lives. How do you find meaning when you're numb? Tibbetts asked. The survival instinct gets us through the motions, but we don't have any way of getting the meaning back. The process of dealing with trauma, like the process of dealing with grief, involves finding meaning in the loss, he said, and beginning reconstruction of the bereaved person's life in new and different ways. The Catholic funeral rituals are very rich, Tibbetts said. The more rituals that are associated with the death, the more that survivors participate in the rituals, the better people fare. We learned this from studying and interviewing the bereaved. Ritual is extremely important in processing the realization of what death means. To accept the death of loved ones, he said, it's important for grieving people to spend an adequate amount of time with their loved one's body before the funeral, and to receive support from family members, friends, clergy, and professional counselors. Grief is a continuum that goes on forever, Tibbetts said. Just as love is forever, grief is forever. For more local news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.